Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, let's jump right on it here. Ron Rothstein, Valley Sports Heat analyst, and of course, longtime NBA assistant as well as head coach with the Miami Heat, joins us this morning. Ron, how are you, bud?
Good morning, Joe. I'm good. Always good to be with you.
Thank you, man, and I always appreciate you getting up with us. Hey, so we got a good one tonight. Celtics come in town, especially after a loss to Orlando last night. Kind of a good test as the Heat kind of getting it going again at 26-22. How important are these games? I know there's still a lot of games left, but to play well against maybe the best team in basketball right now.
Look, every night you go out, especially once you start getting close to the All-Star break and then after the All-Star break, things become more heightened. You need to start getting some consistency in your play, your individual play and your team play. It's important for guys to be healthy and available so that you can log the minutes together that you need to develop the habits and the trust and the feel for one another that you're going to need if you're going to go far in the playoffs.
Boy, it's got to be hard. I can't imagine for Spo with what he's had, the starting five for five or six games. It hadn't been very many. And, of course, then that starts to mess up your rotation off the bench and guys you have and don't have. So now you're getting consistent. You expect things to start looking a little bit better overall, just having guys in their role.
Yeah, because then you start to gain some familiarity. You know, it may seem to people on the outside that doesn't make any sense. But, you know, think about your daily life and what you do in your daily life. You like to have some consistency. You like to know what's going to happen and what you're going to do. And you like to feel comfortable in what you do. Well, I think the same thing applies to an athlete. And I think the same thing applies to a team. It's that cohesiveness, really, that's going to carry you deep into the playoffs. If you don't have that, then you're really going to struggle.
So I want to ask you, trade deadline's February 9th, so it's still a little bit of time left. Do you expect the Heat to be active, or do you think Pat goes all in on this group and just go, we're going to do it with this group? What are your thoughts?
No, I think we're always active in terms of talking to people. I think that's your job. That's the NBA. That's the NFL. It's professional sports. You're always talking to people because you never know what's going to come up out of a conversation. Some of the most significant or more significant trades that have happened in my 35, 40 year career in the NBA that I know of happened sort of at a random phone call. And people start talking. And because you never know what's going on in that other locker room.
That's
you never
point.
Know what's going on in that other organization. You don't know who woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You don't know who's not getting along with one another. Contractual situations evolve. And maybe the owner decides, you know what, I'm not crazy about this guy all of a sudden. You got to keep talking because you never know what might evolve out of that conversation.
We had something pop up the other day, and you have a lot of things in basketball, but heat and an inbound pass. There's not one of them that I ever think about, whether it's the five-second violation or you have to use a timeout. That was weird to see at the end of the game. And Aaron Spoh going, yeah, we're going to have to work on that a little bit. That's got to be easy to correct. That's not something you usually hear about.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If the end of the game situation is, okay, we're like the other night, we're trying to get the ball in. The first thing you have to understand, the defense is desperate. So they're ramping up their energy and their right. focus and everything else. They are coming after you. Well, if you don't ramp up your focus and energy and your attention to detail, then the defense is going to have an advantage. What I see in that play, look, Joe, that's an old set that's been around for a long time, and it's very, very successful. And it's like a lot of things. Same thing in football. If you don't execute the set the right way,
right.
if you take a shortcut, then you're gonna have a problem. And what's happened over the years, what I've noticed is the guy taking the ball out of bounds gets a little skittish. It's important to have someone taking the ball out of bounds who's very, very confident and knowledgeable passer and understands what's going on and is a smart guy. That's why Spo has Lowry take it out a lot. And a lot of people will say, he's small. They put a big right. guy on him. You can't move. It's a problem. But he's crafty and he's smart. From what I have not gone back and watched the tape, but my eye test tells me the execution of the play was poor.
Right.
It's a simple matter of correcting the execution. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the setup, the spacing, or the idea of the play. Something I know I used 25 years ago.
Right.
And it worked. Because if you execute it the right way, you force the defense to make a decision, and then you run your counter opposite what they do. It's really simple, but you got to execute.
Right. Hey, Ron, I want to ask you about three-point shooting. I know everybody's talked about it so good last year and 27th right now. Is it the looks guys just missing? What's been your take on the three-point shooting overall?
That's a really good question, Joe. And I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you. I see us taking a lot of the same shots we took last year. I do think at times we take more contested threes. And, you know, the analytics, the percentages will tell you that, you know, the more wide open catch and shoot, standing, you know, pointed, hands ready, knees bent, catch and shoot in rhythm is a higher percentage shot than trying to create something off the dribble or off the handoff. Because you're sort of on the move a little bit. And I'm not saying guys can't make that shot, but it's not as high a percentage you make. And I see us missing a lot of shots that are makeable and we made last year. You know, it's crazy. In Major League Baseball, sometimes you'll see a guy who's a career 320 hitter. He has a season where he's hitting 250. Go figure.
Yeah.
Why? Is he healthy? If he's healthy, if he's not healthy, that's one thing. One of the things is, because of our lack of health, you know, we've had guys in different situations, you know, and coming in and some starting, some coming off the bench. But some people will say, you know, that's a crutch. That's a bunch of bull. That's not real. And I think it's part of it. You know, these are human beings. You know, they're not machines. So you have to take all of that into account. The interesting, and everybody makes a big deal about a lack of three-point shooting, and it's valid. But at the same time, nobody's talking about how well we are pounding the paint. We're doing a great job in what's called paint touches. You know, 60 to 70 a night where the ball is touching the paint, creating opportunities. Some nights scoring 80 to 90 points off paint touches. You know, out of our total. So there's a yin and a yang.
Right.
The But we're doing a great job with that. But we can never get the threes because we are creating a lot of good looks off the paint touches.
I'm
making them.
Yeah, I know.
Also think, one other thing. I'm sorry, Joe, but I also think teams are, you know, it goes back to last year. Hey, this was the best three-point shooting team in the league. Get after them. Got to get after them.
Good point. Good point there, too. Take guys away from their thing. Hey, last thing I'll leave you with. Steve Kerr said, hey, I got an answer. I know people are upset. I sent all our star players home. They're going to miss this game. We need to play 72 games. And I laughed. I said, so you think those guys are going to give up the 10 games of getting paid? No way. No way that's going to happen. What is the answer to guys missing so many games that people are frustrated when they come to see certain superstars and they go, oh, he played last night. He's not playing tonight.
Yeah, again, I don't have the answer for that. I really don't. I know it's a problem. And there's valid arguments on both sides. I know it's a problem. The NBA is really struggling. And I do agree with you that, you know, if you said, okay, cut the number of games, guys are going to want the same salary. They're not going to want to take a cut in the 10 games. You know, so there's arguments to be made both ways, and especially when you are you're playing against the other conference. You only play them twice a year, and so for example, Golden State. I don't know where that game was, but if that game was against an Eastern Conference team in their city, that's the one time they're there all year, and then you're just resting guys. I don't know, Joe. It's changed. It's changed an awful lot. It's not like it was in the old days, but you know what? The world has changed, and there's a lot of things that aren't like they were in the old days. So
that's why we just bitch privately, Ron. You and I just bitch like two old guys privately. That's the answer, man. You know. Hey, Ron, it's great having you, man. I really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you. We got to do this more, man. We got a lot more time now, Ron, so make sure you answer that phone when I call. Thank you.
Joe, I always answer the phone when you call. Come on now. You know that.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.